Amanda, as I said to you a while ago, listeners, Amanda was originally here from Yall. Owen Buds is this gentleman's name. He grew up in Yall. He lives in Galway since 2012, married to a Sligo woman. No kids. Most of his family are still here in Yall. His mother's maiden name is Murphy, and she grew up in Kent Street across from the fire station. His father is a killer man. He has one sister in Yall with three kids, married, and a sister in Galway, one kid and married. He's always been an avid reader, and he took up writing about 2 years ago through a writing class with the Galway Roscommon Training Board. It's a hobby for him, and he still has a full-time job away from writing, but he does have a dream of being a full-time writer sometime in the future. He visits y'all on a regular basis. Well, he did before the coronavirus crisis came in. He comes on about once a month, he feels great ties to the place here in Yall. I'm hoping, he says, once the crisis passes, to do a formal book launch here in Yall, and has been in touch with some of the businesses about hosting the launch. There is interest, but it's difficult to commit to anything at the minute. And to speak more about the book, it's not one of your ordinary novels. It's another one. We'll speak about it now. And I think I have online the man himself, Owen Buds. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Oh, and my apologies there. We were having problems with the line. No fault of yours. We had a technical problem here because the phones are hopping this morning. So we had a problem I didn't get a chance to speak to before you came on. Owen, tell us first a little bit. I read out a little bit of history of yourself here, but you grew up here in Yall, did you?
I did. I went to school, primary, secondary school. was in Yall really until I was 18, and then I went to college in Limerick, but was up and down, and I spent most of my adult life now in Galway.
In Galway. And you come down fairly often before the crisis came in, of course?
I used to anyway. Well, my mother might suggest otherwise, but I'd once see the family and a good chunk of friends down there as well and get a few pints with them as well, you know.
That's great, Owen. Owen, where did the writing come from, your desire to write a book? Where did it originate from?
It actually originated from the class. So I started doing a writing class. My first passion would be comedy, although I'm not as funny as I think I am. So I started the class to try and write a bit of comedy, but started that book that I wrote most recently. I started that book in the class. It kind of started as a bit of a short story and flowered into that then, into a more book form.
The name of the book is The Black Lens and the Origins. This seems to me, I'm not a book reader by any manner. I'd read an ad book now, but to something like this that I would read, a thriller or something like that, but this is based in the future. Tell us about the book, Owen.
Yeah, so the backdrop for the book, I guess, is the future. It is in Planet Earth. It's well into the future. When exactly, I'm not sure myself. It's what I suppose people call a grim future for the people that are in it. The world is pretty much dying. There's no real plant life left. The elite of the world are living in a place called the Dome, and the Dome is run by a group called the Corporation. They've learned how to, I guess, create oxygen without trees and without plant life. And outside of the Dome then is a lawless kind of a world which they call the Blacklands, which is pretty much dirt and mud and roaming gangs and lawless country. The book itself focuses on a character called Aelo. He's been banished for reasons that become prevalent in the book, out into the Blacklands. He's a young lad. He's in his early 20s, I guess. And he's banished into the Blacklands from the Dome to fend for himself. And the story focuses mostly on his survival at start. And I guess as the book develops, it's more about him fighting for something bigger than himself. And that's really what it's about.
Yeah, well, it seems to me that this is a book that really and truly is out of the ordinary, and to me it's a book that could be made into a blockbuster film in future.
Well, that'd be great if we did, Michael. If I had a few people reading it at all, I'd be delighted.
Well, I mean, we have, you know the places here in Yall. You have Cree's Card Shop, you have Read and Write, you have a couple of wonderful bookstores here that would definitely be delighted and thrilled to stock your book, Owen, because, I mean, any of the books that we advertise here, fair play to Cree's and Read and Write, they really and truly go to the way to facilitate people, especially somebody from the town who's not living in town any longer. They love it. We did one here, actually, for one of the lads down in Ahead there, he's living in Roscarbery. We did a lunch book, and he's thrilled with the response to it, you know.
Brilliant. I must contact them so and see if they're interested in taking it on.
I certainly own. I think you'd have any. I don't think you'd have any problems with that. But you looking to the future, Owen, you hope to go into writing maybe in a full time, depending, of course, on the success of books that you write.
Absolutely, it'd be great to make a full time living out of it. As I said, I'm a part time author, but I'm a full time engineer. But obviously, that depends on the success of it. Whether I be successful or not, I do it for free. It's definitely a great hobby that I have, and it's a great distraction. But I'd absolutely love to be doing it full time.
Well, Owen, all I can say to you is that when you do decide to launch the book here in Yall, be sure and let us know, because we will advertise it plenty of time in advance to get people on, because we have a big listenership to people who are really into books, and to have it advertised here on the local radio would be most essential, I think, before you would come down to launch it, Owen.
That is brilliant. Thanks, Michael.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning. And I really and truly am. I think you're going to send down a couple of books to us, dear, when you get a chance. Then we'll give them out on the Breakfast Show on Noel Cronin's program, the first 4 hours on a Saturday morning. We'll give out a few books, to get them out in the area and see what people think of them.
That's great. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that.
Owen, thanks for joining us this morning on the Breakfast Show. And we look forward to the book launch whenever it happens, as soon as this COVID restrictions are lifted.
Great. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Owen.